Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
Well, it is Thursday, little baby Friday. The weekend is almost here, and even in these times, the weekend is still valued. Yes. Can I get an amen?
Amen, okay. Sister.
Let's talk about amen. We're coming to you from our home, social distancing. And speaking of course, the coronavirus, which is all we're talking about now, unbelievable but true, the doctor, the face of all of this, the top infectious expert in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, no doubt you have seen him standing there with the president talking about coronavirus. He has been getting death threats.
What?
Because America is stupid. Yes.
Giving information?
Information, there are basically Metropolitan Police, D.C. Police, have been told to make sure that they go and surveil his neighborhood in the district because, he's been getting these death threats. People are saying that he made it up. People are saying that he
has
The whole coronavirus.
Trumpers.
The whole coronavirus. Yes.
Corona.
Also, yes, and that he is advising the president. All they see is him advising the president. They say he's a member of the dark state trying to ruin, the economy and all this. It's really, really sad. This man also is 79 years old.
Right.
So he looks amazing.
And he runs every day.
He's worked for 5 presidents. They also say that he is working basically at the behest of the Clintons. So trying to undermine the Trump administration.
Too much work. So
it is really... Really despicable. So, look, we just keep this man safe because he's given the good information. And speaking of Democrats and Republicans and all that, the Democrats have announced that they have postponed their presidential convention from July 13th to now August 17th. That'll fall about a week before the Republican National Convention. And remember, Tuesday, November 3rd is the presidential election. And speaking of that, and the Democrats, I don't know if you saw this, but Whoopi Goldberg on The View really has some serious questions for Senator Bernie Sanders, who, of course, is still in the race, he and Joe Biden, to win the Democratic presidential nomination. Here's how it went down.
You intend to stay in this race for president because you believe there is a path to victory. I want to know what that path is, because this feels a little bit like it did when you didn't come out when Hillary Clinton was clearly the person folks were going for. So can you explain why you're still in the race path is that you see?
One of the reasons, but that's not quite accurate. I worked as hard as I could for Hillary Clinton. But the reason...
Bernie, just so we're clear, you worked for Hillary, but it took you a very, very long time to hop in. And your people also, it took a very long time for them to hop in. So I'm talking about.
I don't accept that characterization. But the point is, people have a right.
Why are you still in the
democracy.
Race?
Last I heard, people in a democracy have a right to vote, and they have a right to vote for the agenda that they think can work for America, especially in this very, very difficult moment. I think we need to have a very serious discussion about how we go forward. And one of the things that I am working on with other members of the Senate and Congress is a new stimulus package, which not only makes sure that all of our people in this crisis have health care, but also that they continue to receive their paycheck. It's likely possible there are millions of people who cannot pay their rent.
Yes. But wouldn't it be smarter for you to continue on that path to make sure that gets done?
Well, we are doing it. Believe me, I am doing it. I'm sitting in my house right now. I'm not holding a rally in Wisconsin about it.
So your plan is to stay in, yes?
Well, your plan is to stay. Said that we are assessing. Well, for the fourth time.
You're assessing.
We are assessing.
Okay. All right.
We are assessing.
Very good. Sarah?
Okay.
All right. So there are the two remaining presidential candidates, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. This is 7 months away. Should he just concede?
Whoopi acts like a weed smoker.
Okay, well, what should he do, though?
No, he shouldn't concede. It's early. It's still early. I think, again, it's still early.
So you're going to say...
A month and a half ago, he was leading. You know what I mean? Right. He said it 9 times.
Right.
Whoopi acts, she does that like an ant that smokes weed.
So you're not
inconsistent.
Quit. So you still
she was holding tight
this.
To that, wasn't she?
Look, Whoopi's trying to get this
she
White House
tight.
Back.
So you're
going
to stay in this for real?
Let me ask you one more time. Are you going to stay in the race? He was like, good gracious, Whoopi. Yes. For God's sake, I'm sitting in my underwear. I told you 5 times.
So you're
going
to stay in it for real again, for real.
Okay, well, we'll see. This is going to be a battle to the end, but we want to know what you think about it. Look, he is spitting some truth. He's, talking
I'm
about
these I'm spitting bars here.
But he's going to stay in for real.
I'm at home spitting bars.
You're really going to stay in, though?
But one last time, Whoopi.
What do y'all want to see happen here? Or would you be happier just with Joe Biden? I don't know. Call. I'm look, 202-432-WHUR. That was a pretty good.
You see what I'm saying?
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.